Sansang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, has called on the public to support the national film industry, highlighting the animated film Jumbo, which has attracted 1.8 million viewers since its late March 2025 release. Dasko praised Jumbo as high-quality local production comparable to international animations and emphasized the importance of watching and promoting such domestic works. Indonesia's U-17 national team secured the top position in Group C of the 2025 AFC U-17 Asian Cup after defeating Afghanistan 2-0 in their final group match. Late goals from Alfredo Henga and Zagabi Goli ensured their third consecutive victory, totaling 9 points, South Korea finishing second with 6 points, while Yemen and Afghanistan placed third and fourth, respectively. And that was the news.
gelap berjatuh di ujung malam menuju pagi yang dingin. Hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya. Lalu mataku merasa malu, semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut, tak kalah harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari. Bye.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature. Within the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel love, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
For listener, the Review Smart Indonesia card distribution in 3T areas at DPR of or the House of Representatives. Member Mai Esti Wijayati has underlined the need for reassessing the distribution of the Smart Indonesia card for higher education, especially in frontier, outermost, and underdeveloped areas. According to Wijayati, the reassessment must aim to ensure that the distribution or provision of education assistance by the government is on target. Moreover, data or reports received by her side, the DPR's Commission 10, indicate that only half of the applicants have been found eligible for the KIP for higher education. Meanwhile, she requested that higher education institutions and the public be more patient regarding the KIP quota certainty.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. The Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
sana ku sampaikan salamu. Untuk menakjubkan rasa terima kasihku.
Menyambut hariku berlaku dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nyawarimu. Semesta riau tersenyum berkah lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku dirimu namun tak perlu mengharap. Mari bernyanyi bersama dan jadi senandungan alunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bila ibarat motor sang mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun terkenang melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bagai yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi dan berterima kasih padamu. Oh jangka ada bunda dalam hati terusir dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dengan sedih senang riang akhirnya pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ia di barat telpon sang mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku kurang terkenal melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi dan bahagia. Terima kasih padamu terpujang bahagia.
Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
We consider cyber threat and critical infrastructure protection. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors external.
Well, listener, you are currently listening to Brigadier General Chris Tome Cianturi, Head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army. The Indonesian National Army has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? Here is the explanation by the Head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Chris Tome Cianturi.
Terrorist organization and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the TNOs also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber attacks. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack division can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the TNI military operations. The TNI also can conduct cyber enable operation to disrupt enemy command and control, communication and logistics. And the truth is that I think that we need to enhance cyber defense. Talking about cyber defense, there are two things, the two core that we need to be focused on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the TNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and systems from cyber threats. How about cybersecurity expertise? We need to provide cybersecurity expertise to support the development of Indonesian national cybersecurity strategy. And the other reason is that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cybersecurity cooperation, as well as international cooperation such as the Global Cybersecurity Board and regional security initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division, something like that, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either it is military operation for war or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis.
Nya benar.
Kusami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kusami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, Kusami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kusami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa aku tuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau.
voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, Askempo Palet is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askempo Palet, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call Askempo Palet is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Askempo Palet, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Palet is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol palet is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of Askempo Palet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Listener, you're still here with me, Rain Indonesia, today. And don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming in voidnews.id, shortwave in 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz. We also have our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want.
Ku tergoda asmara, terbawa alur lagu merindu, telah ku terbuka engkau. Thank you.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Memikirkanmu adalah sebuah pekerjaan mudah untuk dilakukan, karena senyummu adalah sebuah anugerah indah untuk dibayangkan. Jangan pernah kau tanya apa ku lelah mencari celah untuk hatiku sehingga, dan perlahan ku buat kau menyerah. Melawas kedoraan semara meruntuhkan dini hatimu yang begitu ragu. Terima rayu untuk percaya, kata-kata bukanlah tipu daya. Bolehkah ku menjadi pilihanmu?
VOA.
Listener, want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news on VOI and RRA station across Indonesia? RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia to the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rra.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar Galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellow tang fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Indonesia.
1, 2,
3. My name is Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, a bit just recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sang Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yong Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah, itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri enggak tahu itu kapan ya.
Karena the bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayang Oktaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Sang Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain repelan.
Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis, jeringdung, 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 jeringdung. Itu dipergunakan untuk.
Initially there was no tone, no cilindro, nor pelok. Originally angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng gon jreng gon jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don jreng don jreng don jreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dayang Sutikna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayang tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dayang. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again. So, take a time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Dayang Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia, how they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012, Heydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heida. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn angklung. In my opinion, angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it, but now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the angklung master Dayang Oktaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play angklung better. Why, when I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that angklung recognition as world cultural heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian Traditional Music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang
then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian
Because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the governments. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist Angklung, Dayang Octaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, Angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Angklung is like this.